Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Another great episode of Grown Folks Talking Live. Your woman, I said, you okay? But you come to what? Stretch, warm, and relax. We have real conversations that we need to be back in today. Focus around adulting and parenting and personal. While we master meditation, get into some books, literature, and discussion, and dive deep into real adult conversations. Go ahead and send the children to another room and get ready for a powerful conversation today of meaningful relationships, living your dreams, and managing your stress as you celebrate it being National Sexual Domestic Violence Month. And you know, giving it up for everybody who's ever had that situation, got through that situation, and praying for the people on both sides of it. I know I've been there, some of you have too. And today we're going to go deep into how do you take something like that and transform it into a beautiful, beautiful expression to help and guide others. We're going to finish up with this song. I'm going to introduce our guest for today. Go ahead. Dr. Keila Faye, follow us on Facebook, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye, F-A-Y-E. Join the community. Let us know your thoughts. Share your gratitude. Share your topics. Let us know if you would like to be on the show. Grown Folks Talking Live at gmail.com. And today, you all, we have a new author. I told you all that everybody has a book in them. Really. Every single person has a book in you. And my company provides services to help people with that process. And Dr. Natalie Yates, she is a doctor in psychology and social work. She helps people through crisis intervention services. And now she is a published author of a wonderful collection called Truths from the Heart. Just a collection of poetry. I'm going to let her tell you how she came about writing this book, how that process went for her. And we're going to move into our gratitude. Let's see. Dr. Yates, are you there?
I'm here.
What? Welcome to the show. Give it up. Give it up. Thank you for having me. Welcome. So we'd like to know, can you tell us some about your book? We always start off with gratitude, and I'm very, very grateful to have you on the show today. I'm more grateful to have you sharing your story and your book. And thank you for allowing my company to help you with publishing that book. Can you tell us a little bit about that process, what that was like, what inspired you to write the book?
What inspired me to write my book is, like you mentioned earlier, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, what inspired me, like you stated earlier, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I was coming out of a domestic violence relationship. And I decided that maybe I needed to start writing some things down to get my feelings and my emotions out. So I was talking to Dr. Akilah Fay about it, and she suggested that I write poetry. And the kind of person I am, I'm a little creative, but I never thought that I would be able to write enough poems to make a book, but I was able to. And now I have Truth from the Heart.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And where can people find this book at?
They can find this book on Amazon.com.
Awesomeness. Awesomeness. And that is so awesome how you transform your domestic violence situation into a book. A lot of times people will not speak up. They will not share. I know for myself personally, when I went through those situations, I would talk about it, but I think I had became the abuser over time. And then I had to come back from like victim to abuser to isolation. And during that time, I used spoken word and poetry, blogs, all kind of wonderful things to share that. And you having this book that's on Amazon.com, Truth from the Heart, it was really a testament to growth and power and overcoming. So I give a lot of thanks and gratitude for your strength and ability to express. And I give gratitude for those who are able to receive the messages of the words that you're sharing. And also gratitude to all of our listeners today. They are everywhere. Woo! We are international. You all love you all. I've been doing this for a long time. And continue to download it, stream it, and share it. Gratitude to me is really just about appreciating life. You listen to other episodes, I go in more deep about the importance of it. And on today, I'm going to share it's about appreciating life, taking time to acknowledge the big, the small, the medium, all of it, because it's all a part of life. Dr. Yates, what does gratitude mean to you, or why is it important, and what are you grateful for on today?
I'm grateful for transparency. I have always seen on Facebook or social media or talking to other people how they are so transparent about what they've gone through or things that they don't like or concerns. And I have never been a transparent person. But through writing this poetry and taking my power back, I have gained some transparency, and it was very freeing to be so open and honest about how I was feeling and what I was going through.
Wow. That's powerful. You said for transparency and taking your power back and being able to share. I know sometimes people say, man, you ain't got no shame. I've always heard that. And I love that I have no shame. And now you have no shame. No one should have any shame, right? Because that means that there's a part of your life that you're just not cool with. And you're scared.
Right, and it's not about having shame. Mm. Because I guess at first I was a little ashamed that I let this situation happen to me. But I also, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Looking back, you know, if I didn't grow through the things that I did, will I be as transparent as I am today? Would I be the person that I am today? You know, you always feel the weakest when you're going through something, but you're actually at your strongest point.
So I like that. So the shame part, shame happens. It happens. I'm advising that we don't have the shame. And I love how you added there's a process to not having the shame. So some of us would just tell everything all the time, just like boom, just like breathing air. And for others, it takes a more of a process. And whichever way we go about it, for everybody listening, it's important to note there's nothing that you have to be ashamed of in your life. You don't have to hold that. You don't have to carry that. And I love how Dr. Yates just said, you know, because of her situation herself, you know, those questions that she asked. And what were some of those questions that you asked again, in case somebody missed them? You were like, would you be as transparent as you are?
I wouldn't be as transparent as I am, and I wouldn't have realized how strong I am. Because, you know, when you're going through something, you feel really weak, and you feel like, you know, why am I going through this? What did I do? Why do I, you know, I don't deserve to be treated this way. Why am I letting this person treat me like this? But once you break free from that, that takes a lot of strength to do, but you don't realize it at the time. It takes you to step back and look at the situation and to really process it, to understand that that helped to make you stronger and that you are a strong person because you did get out.
Beautiful, beautiful. The strength that we gained. And you all on that side, when we talk about domestic violence, that could be anything. It could be emotional. It could be financial. It could be spiritual. It could be sexual. It could be physical. A lot of times people think that sexual domestic violence means that somebody is always like just beating you up. But it can be the way that a person talks, their tone. It could be the neglect that somebody's receiving. It could be a person's needs not being satisfied continually and intentionally by another party. And if you're listening, you're like, well, I do that to people. You could also be the abuser and not realize it. Because maybe you've been hurt or you're having these control issues and things like that going on. But the beautiful part about it is all of that can transform. You can regain your strength. You can let go of shame. You can find value in yourself and the situation. You can learn how strong you really are. You become transparent, like Dr. Yates, and start living your dreams on a whole nother level. Dr. Yates, I'm going to play this song that you remind me of. And before I go into it, it's called Living Your Dreams by Jonathan Santos. Before we play, is there anything you would like to add about transforming something that could be perceived as like really, really terrible and does feel terrible when you're going through it and shifting that into a capsule of, huh, this is another step in my dream. Oh, I'm going to do this too. Oh, I'm going to do this. And how you really made that shift?
Well, like I tell my patients, sometimes pain and awkward feelings and feeling awkward helps promote growth. So instead of looking at a bad situation as a moment of mess, look at it as more of a chance to grow and to change and to learn.
A chance to grow, change, and learn. You all process all that beautifulness. And again, prayers and shout outs to everyone who's ever experienced those situations. And we're going to go into this song, come back, get our meditation on, our book read on, and go deeper into our discussion on Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akila Faye, special guest Dr. Natalie Yates, as we transform and relax Adulting and Parenting in 2018. Here we go.
Pocket, and I believe in me, saved a little money, and packed up all the love I need. I'm headed for the bright lights. Don't you worry about me, find my name in the highlights, right next to destiny. Cause this dream is, my heart been saying, and asking God to start questioning. Do you know what moves you? What drives you to be happy? A cruise ship or world trip? Not a kiss from the love of your dreams. No lie to yourselves, can't live for no one else. Hear that voice of life's symphony. The fire in your skin is the engine. That whispers, can you hear me? Go to sleep, it's so few key. The eyes open in this daydream, asking who am I and how can I? Those questions have got to be. Can't keep your eyes closed to what your heart knows. Move the blindfold, take that leap. Know what pulls your soul, give your best, let it go. The first step is all you need. Cause you're ready, I'm ready. We're ready to live our dreams. You're ready.
Dr. Yates, what you think of that song before we go into our meditation, or how that applies to life?
Well, you should always live your dreams, no matter what anybody says about what it is that you want to accomplish or what you want to do. Because it's your life to live, not theirs.
It's your life to live, not theirs. Y'all hear that? Some of this, you all. As a reminder, we're pouring in those positive seeds in a world of craziness and negativity. We're feeding into you. We're exchanging with you in this time. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to go into our meditation, you all. It's going to come from Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation. And it's going to be on reclaiming our strength. As we go into that space, I want to ask everyone to take a deep breath if you're in position to do so. Hold your arms up in the air as you breathe in. So inhale. Arms up like you're grabbing the sun, and grab it and pull it back down to you. Inhale again. Make sure you look up, arms up, inhale. Allow the breath to flow through your whole entire body, giving thanks for breath flowing through your body, energy flowing. Exhale, the arms down. Inhale again, lifting arms up. This time when you exhale, take your hands and wrap them around yourself and hug yourself. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Say, I love myself unconditionally. I'm wonderful. I am powerful. I am strong. I am abundant. I call forth all health and abundance in life. Inhale while still hugging yourself. On the exhale, switch your hands around and hug yourself the other way. Squeeze, give thanks for your body. Give thanks for your arms. Look at your arms and your hands. Give thanks for your hands and your arms. Give thanks for your legs. Give thanks for your face. Touch your ears, your neck. As you hear, I reclaim my strength. I want you to admire and appreciate yourself as you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Continue to do your deep breaths during the meditation. You can breathe in. Remember, arms up. Exhale, arms down. Breathe in, arms up. Exhale and hug. And here we go.
Prayer of meditation for strength. To the one true source of all life, I come to you in a state that I deemed weak. Yet, in having a relationship with you, I know that I am strong. I am strong because you are the provider of my abilities. I open myself to receive the understanding from my situation that will catapult me into the direction of my true destiny. I receive that through the realities that I both experience and recognize, I am more than a victor over my circumstances. I am a learner who is spending these quiet times of reflection, listening to Spirit speak to my inner soul and spirit. Thank you for placing me in this state of solitude where my heart softens to receive healing, which has been needed for years. Thank you for allowing me to have this experience of perceived weakness that is teaching me how strong I am as long as I stay connected, communicated, and dedicated to building my trust with Thee. Through Thee, Source, I am whole and delivered from the shackles that once held me. I am whole and delivered from the shackles that once held me. The chains that were on my mind are now uplifted and removed. I am restored, a new being, for I am allowing, accepting, and embracing the process that you have chosen to gain my full attention as my focus. I am focused on the love that you are surrounding me. I am grateful for the love that you are providing me. I recognize the people, places, and circumstances that you are placing within my current state as helpers to my next level of closeness to Thee, Creator of all. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this restoration. Thank you for this strength. Thank you for this break from the monotony of life, which had me stuck in a state that was less than what you have designed for me. I give thanks for the bond and ongoing relationship that we have, and for knowing that because you are omnipotent, I am filled with a power that I never knew before resided inside of me. Thank you for this moment in my life. Ashe.
breath in, arms up, give thanks, and say, I am grateful. Deep breath in, arms out, like a sea. Give thanks for your life and for this moment and your strength. Exhale. Last breath, inhale. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. Exhale. Whew. And your body should want to stretch out. Wiggle it out in your shoulders. Give thanks. As we dive in to our show more. Grown Folks Talking Live. Remember, email us, grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. We have special guest host, Dr. Natalie Yates, that's NATALIEYATES, with us, sharing on our wonderful topic of regaining your power and living your dream as we celebrate overcoming sexual and domestic violence and moving forward. Dr. Yates is a phenomenal psychologist. She helps people with changing their lives and learning how to cope and overcome. And you know, we love talking about how to transform and relax, how to deal with stress and increase work-life balance. But what better person than someone who's actually living it and applying it? She has also just published her book, Truths from the Heart. And we are grateful that she allowed my company to assist her in that process of learning how to become an independent published author. And now her book is available on Amazon. That's TRUTH apostrophe S, from FROM, the heart. Okay, so make sure you find that by Dr. Natalie Yates. Dr. Yates, you also have a t-shirt line, right?
I do. It's called Unapologetic.
And how will people find this t-shirt line, and what is this? What are some of the things they can find there?
It's basically t-shirts to help empower women to continue on their journey and to be who they are. And some of them are a little cute and funny. And I have an Instagram page, Facebook page. You can follow me at Unapologetic T-Shirts. And I also sent a link to my website, unapologeticduds.com.
Repeat your website again.
Unapologetic. Duds.com.
Awesome. And can you spell that for people, please, just so they can catch it?
UNAPOLOGETIC_Duds, DUDS.com.
Awesome. So you all, not only can you get a wonderful book to empower you, can also get you a cute t-shirt, Unapologetic, being you, 100% free and authentic. What a great way to relax in your life. And the holidays are coming up, so go ahead and get you some wonderful gifts for those you love as well. It's gifting it to yourself. Dr. Yates, what did you think about the meditation? What did you take away from it? And how do you apply meditation in your life?
It was very freeing and very relaxing to just meditate sometimes to slow your mind down and just be mindful and be in the moment. A lot of times we are so fast paced in our lives and we're here and there and we're worried about this and what we're going to do about this situation and how is this going to work out. But we rarely take time to just be present and be in the moment.
Being present and in the moment. Yes, thank you. And with that, man, we're going to be present in the moment and stop teasing everybody about this book, and we're going to share with them for our book read from your book. Yes! What are you going to share with us from Truth from the Heart, ma'am?
Okay, this poem is called Powering Through. Battered, bruised, and abused, I still forge on, ignoring the haters and the ankle biters trying to keep me from my destiny. Closed and locked doors all around me, but I hold the key. Surrounding myself around those that seek to motivate and elevate with nothing but positivity. failing and learning difficult life lessons only to emerge on the other side a humble butterfly. Excitement and enjoyment of the small things in life, always remembering to breathe. Growing, learning, and chasing constantly. Enjoying new experiences and forming memories that I will never forget. Staying humble and remembering those that fought and sacrificed for me. This roller coaster of life is not easy, but well worth the highs and lows. Walk by faith and not by sight, because no one knows what the future holds.
Wow. Well, I get from that that my favorite line I think you said is the roller coaster of life. It has its ups and downs. Live by faith and not by sight, because no one knows like what's going to come next, basically, right?
Right.
And a lot of times I think that as individuals, we'll look at situations and try to always estimate the outcome. And sometimes we estimate right. If our discernment is up, which takes us sitting back, meditating, getting to know ourselves, building a relationship with the divine on a different level, then yeah, we can level up and know things. But at the same time, we never know every exact single moment, situation, or whatever that's going to transpire in our lives. And you made it sound so beautiful. You were like, every single moment of it is a wonderful, beautiful experience. And I really appreciate how you encapsulated that in such eloquent words. What was going through your mind when you wrote that poem?
To not let things get me down and to realize that I'm stronger than I think that I am.
And what would you want somebody who reads it at home and they can't hear you reading it to them? What would you want them to get when they get the book or they listen? They're listening right now. People are listening right now. What do you want them to get from the poem?
That whatever they're going through, they just have to power through it and to get through the other side. Like they say, after the rainstorm, there's always a rainbow.
Everybody listening, y'all hear what she said? Keep pushing through. After the storm, there's a rainbow. You might get a pot of gold and find a leprechaun, too.
Well, if they do find a pot of gold, they need to split it with me, because, you know.
Because you told them to keep pushing.
I told them
we'll all split it.
I told them to go look for that rainbow. So I just need 20%, 20%.
Yeah. That's what's up. You get 20%. I want 20. So whoever found a pot of gold, you still got a good 60% right there. Everybody gonna eat as we go through this cycle of life together. And it's always good to have fun, you all. Fun and laughter make such a big difference in your life. Dr. Yates and I have been friends forever and ever and ever. And I'm trying to tell you, laughter has really helped transform so many things. That's one way to really deal with stress. Dr. Yates writing this book. What was that process like for those listening who are like, man, I'm going through something and they're wondering, like, how did you push past that? I know in the beginning you said that I encouraged you to write the poetry, and I know what our process was, but they don't know what your process was. But can you share with them what that process was like so that they know how you do power through to still live your dreams and fulfill your goals and regain your power?
At the beginning, I was really angry with the situation and with myself. And I tried everything to get that anger out. I tried exercising. I am a kind of person that likes to go to the gun range. I went to the gun range and that didn't help. I was just really angry. But it wasn't until I started to really think about why I was angry and process my feelings and write it down that it started to get better.
So you started writing and processing. And what was that like? Like, did you just sit down one day and say, oh, I'm just going to write all these poems?
No, I had some words that would come to me and I would jot them down on the notepad on my cell phone and then keep moving. But then, you know, some more words would come to me. So it wasn't all, you know, I just sat down and wrote all these poems. It was over like a 6 month span that I came up with these poems.
Awesome. And then you learned how to self-publish. And so what was the process like of being taught how to self-publish and
everything? Self-publishing is interesting because if you're not tech savvy and know all these different, how to format, all this kind of stuff, it's a little difficult. But once you have someone that can help walk you through the process, like Dr. Akilah Faye, it becomes easier.
What would you say was the most difficult part of you? Thank you as well. Thank you. I'm glad I could help you with that process. Editing and formatting and helping with those technicalities to maneuver through. What was your most favorite part of the publishing process? And what was your least favorite part?
My favorite part was actually seeing my name on the front of my book.
Word.
Like all my hard work, it's real. Like it's right there. That's me.
That's cool.
And I think the most difficult part is just all of the technical stuff.
At least you have to do it by yourself, right?
Yeah, at least I didn't have to do it by myself, but I just didn't, you know. There's some things that you know how to do on a computer, mm-hmm. You know, the basics, but then, you know, the formatting and all this kind of stuff and changing that and changing this. You was like, what? How do I do that? You know, so Google became my best friend, you and Google.
That's cool. I'm so, so happy for you getting through this process and writing your book. So, like, that is so super amazing. And being able to put that collection together. And again, thank you for allowing us to help you with publishing your book. And you know, you could have just paid us just to do the whole process for you. You didn't have to go through all that rigmarole. But I think it's also dope to have that option for people that you can have also continue to do that process over and over and over and reciprocity.
Right.
I get some new clients too. What? Y'all hear Dr. Gates got quiet on that one. She gonna be there to help.
I am.
So, you all, we talked about living your dreams, making your dreams. And Dr. Gates has some really phenomenal things. She has her t-shirt line. She has her book. And I want to go into how do you help people, like your official job title, and how do you, like, assist people without telling, I mean, of course, I know you wouldn't do this, but how do you assist people when they're calling in or they show up at the office and they're having these crisis situations? Like maybe they're suicidal, maybe they're about to relapse. Maybe they just can't cope. I mean, you see some of the stresses that even people listening to the show right now may be experiencing. Would you tell us like some of those situations and then strategies on how they can kind of work through that?
Well, my correct title is I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And with crisis mental health, a lot of times I remind people of how strong they are. Like I was explaining before, a lot of times when we're going through things in life is when we feel the weakest. And when we feel the weakest is when our minds and our body will attack us. So a lot of times what I do is reminding people how strong they are, the support system that they have to get through things, reminding them that they're not the only person that has ever been through that. That also seems to help as well. You know, people often think that they're the only person that's ever gone through that, or that they're the only person that is going through that. And just giving them tools to help them cope with the situation and really dissecting and processing how to get through it and letting them know that I'm there to help them every step of the way.
What's the strategies you use at home? Like
strategies are
your favorite drink out of a wine glass because it's fancy.
Yeah, drinking orange juice. Self-care is extremely important. So feeling fancy, even with your breakfast, having orange juice out of a wine glass, or taking a nice relaxing bubble bath, or you're gonna laugh at me, but what I do is I turn the music up loud and I just dance.
Oh, I'll be doing that one. That one is so fun.
I just dance just to do something for myself, okay. Take time for myself, or, you know, taking a nap. It doesn't have to be something expensive. You don't have to have a spa weekend to relax. Just taking 10 minutes out of your day to just be you, where you're not doing anything for anybody else. You're not helping someone else. You're not listening to somebody else's problems. You're just enjoying being you and being by yourself.
Wow. Enjoying being you. The clients I work with, when I do the transformative sessions with folks, I know that so many people are uncomfortable with just being with themselves. Oftentimes people are used to giving, like to other people. They're used to the race of just the clock and always working or being busy. They're accustomed to not really being in charge of their own space. They may have children and they're always like focused on them. They have a spouse, they're focused on the spouse. They have parents, they're focused on the parent. They have siblings, they're focused on the sibling. And so when you actually say sit down with yourself and just go sit in the park, like, I've done that with clients, and I've actually seen clients like start crying or getting nervous because they're like, they're not used to just being by themselves without the dog or without a person, like just literally with them. And I always tell people, you know, you have to work through that because you're with you all the time, whether you realize it or not. And being comfortable with you is knowing what you like, what you don't like, how you feel, how you don't feel. So when you get in environments with other people, you're so aware of yourself and so in tune with yourself that these outside experiences don't have as much power or influence in your life. And I say, if you can't sit outside by yourself, just try sitting in the house by yourself, like you said, and just like dancing with yourself, you know, taking a bath, but actually being attentive to yourself in the bathtub, while you're in the bathtub, looking at your fingernails like we did in the meditation. Looking at your toes, looking at the hair on your leg or the hair that's not on your leg, you know, hold up a mirror, look at your face, you know, all these wonderful things. But what do you think about building the relationship with self and the importance of building a relationship with yourself and getting to know yourself?
It's important to know who you are and to have a relationship with yourself. Because if you don't know who you are, you're always going to believe what other people say about you. Not only that, but if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. One example I get is if you have a bucket and if you're constantly pouring water out on this bucket to put out everybody else's fires, well, what do you do when you have a fire at your house? Your bucket is empty. So what you have to do is you have to pour into yourself just as much as you pour out to other people. Because eventually, if you're not pouring into yourself, you won't have anything to give.
Mm. I love that analogy you gave. You said you pouring water on everybody else's fire. Then when you get a fire, you look in the bucket and you're like, hey, ain't nothing but air in here.
Right.
So hopefully you got some good lungs. You know, you can blow really fast and thick like the wind, or you got some quick legs you can run out. But either way, you had that water.
Either way, you're exhausting yourself. You're exhausting yourself by having to blow all of that air out, or you've kind of left yourself out because now you have a fire and nobody's there to put it out for you.
So that comes into building relationships, healthy relationships. And to build those healthy relationships and have that balance in life, you really need to know you. What do you like to do? So what if you're hanging out with people who don't believe in even putting out fires? If the people you deal with are like, yo, when fires happen, build and destroy, it's time to destroy, we'll rebuild. And that ain't your belief. Your belief is put the fires out. If you don't know your belief versus somebody else's, not even surrounding yourself with the appropriate individuals to help you manage and maintain.
That is so true. And if you don't love yourself, who else is? You have to love yourself before you allow other people to love you too.
In your book, do you have a poem about loving yourself?
I believe that I do.
Yeah. Can you check? You all This has been such a really awesome episode. I'm so glad you are joining us. We have about 15 minutes left together. It's amazing how quickly time flies. Like, every single time we have a guest, it's like, what? Can't believe it. And so love and appreciate each of you for coming on here and joining us. Dr. Yates is going to grace us with some more poetry from her books. Again, I want to give a moment of silence just for people who were in sexual and domestic violence situations and they're not here anymore, okay? Because I do have friends who didn't make it. Dr. Yates does. I'm sure all of you listening have heard of it or know of someone. We'll do a moment of silence for those individuals. And thank you, Creator, for allowing those individuals to grace the earth and for us to learn a lesson from their situations. Because in their silence, volumes of words have come out. And we also give thanks to those who speak up and share their stories now, and to those who have always been looking to share their story but didn't know how to find their voice. May this episode help them with finding their voice, and may they find the people to help them find their voices as well. We give thanks. And no, the show is not over, but definitely it was on my heart to go ahead and honor everyone on all sides and put out positive words for all sides. That's another way to manage your stress. Give love. Give love to the ones who give love and give love to the ones who give hate. We can transmute the hate into love. Now, I'm not saying allow people to treat you like crap. I'm saying you can bless them so that whatever's causing them to be that way and act that way is no longer even the case. Right? That's what life is about. And that's that adultness. That's that maturity. And you can do that. Dr. Yates, you got the next piece for us?
I do.
Awesome. This is yours.
This piece is called Just Me. Who am I, you ask? Well, let me tell you. I am a child of the Alpha and Omega, the daughter of a king and a queen, the woman who has battled storms that you don't know about and still here to testify, a world-traveling savant who soaks up what the world has to teach me, a sponge of the wisdom that the elders have taught me, an educated sister who has a gift that no one can steal, a forward thinker that's always reaching for the stars, flawed but so worthy. Yeah. Someone who always cheers on others and is never threatened because what God has for me is for me. Yeah. A beautiful soul that has recognized her worth and refuses to settle for less. A queen in her own right with a swag that's unexplainable. I am just me.
What? Just me? That's what we're talking about. Thank you, man. And that's why Dr. Yates has unapologetic t-shirts. Follow her on social media, Dr. Natalie Yates, and her website, unapologetic_duds. That's duds.com. And go ahead and you be unapologetic about being you. And Dr. Yates, is there any jewel you would like to give before we go into our prayer and close out the show? And would you like to share anything particular about that poem you just read, Jessie?
All I want to say is never forget who you are or your worth. No matter what anybody else says about you, you know who you are and you know what you're worthy of and you know what you've accomplished. Don't let someone try to downplay who your character is, because it's not you, it's them. They're reflecting their insecurities onto you. So just continue to always be great and walk in your purpose.
Wow. Thank you. That's a powerful message right there. That's a powerful message. You all invite Dr. Yates to be on the Love Heals Tour that we'll be having coming up. We're booking now for 2019 and 2020. We can get that on and popping. Powerful tour, bringing healing, elevation, and motivation to a city near you. I am Dr. Aquila Faye. That's Aquila. You can email me, aquilafaye@gmail.com. Go to my website, aquilafaye. I have a great story on there for you all, because I kissed a deer and I liked it. But really, I really did hug a buck and play with a buck. And the story is there, and you too can get so connected with you and fall so in love with you that miracles will start happening in your life. The same way they're happening for Dr. Ye, same way they're happening for me. And I am now booking for 2019 and 2020 to come and share that story of how to become more authentic with you, connect with you, the divine in nature, and to learn how your uniqueness is your key to success. Okay? So simply email me, go to the website, you'll find more contact information and more resources. And we have started the online meditation course. It's called Transformation Club. So you can get your meditation on and be on the video from the comfort of your own house or your office. This is another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live, and you know we always end in prayer. Everybody take that deep breath for me. Relax. Dear Creator, thank you for today. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for allowing Dr. Gates to come onto the show and share such a powerful message of how to be you, love you, know your power, and own yourself. Thank you to every listener who has the technology and devices to be able to tune into the show, stream the show, download it, and share this show. Thank you to everybody who goes on Bashani Radio and clicks the donate button to support the show and give monthly contributions for this show to continue to air and spread the message of how to relax and transform your life, how to master adulting and parenting in the 21st century, and how to support putting more positivity into this world. We give thanks to everybody who takes away at least one jewel and applies it to them and shares it with somebody else, so we start to dispel a lot of the lies that are coming out here and fostering the minds of people, having them to feel unworthy. Everyone is worthy. We give thanks for the worthiness of who we are, the energy of who we are, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, for our voice, for the way we speak, for the way we don't speak, for the way we move and groove, for our interests, for our friends and support systems. We give total thanks and appreciation for our families. May everyone be guided, protected, shielded, and elevated as they go throughout the week, throughout the day, and throughout their lives. I am Dr. Akilah Faye. Thank you so much, Dr. Gates, for coming on, and thank you, listeners.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Mwah. Love you all. Peace and blessings. Looking forward to hearing your feedback and comments.
Bye.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.